You're tuned into KLCC, and it's time to play the KLCC Conundrum, Oregon's most puzzling quiz. Of course, we can't play a good game without players. We need to hear from you. Register to play the KLCC Conundrum on the air with us by going to klcc.org/conundrum. I'm Jason Brown, KLCC Quizmaster. Forrest Walker Davis is here. Forrest, how's it going?
It's going great. I just spent the last 48 hours watching movies in a movie theater, and so I'm adjusting to the light.
Well, we want to say hello, welcome, and good luck to Derek from Eugene. Derek, how are you today?
Doing well, thanks.
Oh, it's very good to have you here. What do you like to do when you're not playing quiz shows on the radio with us?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I do a lot of work and play video games, but I do a lot of other trivia stuff, too. I watch Jeopardy a ton, and fun fact, Forrest actually did trivia at my wedding.
Oh, he did? Well, Forrest, let's play the quiz.
Let's play. So we've got a round about movies, as I alluded to. And
Have you seen any movies, Derek?
I've seen one, and, you know, it was kind of hit or miss, so
oh, I hope he asked you about that one.
I'll try. So, number one, New Jersey ska band Streetlight Manifesto has cited as one of their primary influences the soundtrack of what 80s movie filmed in Oregon about four boys based on a Stephen King story?
The Goonies?
No, it's four boys, they're going to see a body.
Sounds a bit like The Goonies.
Yeah, it's
I don't know.
That'd be Stand By Me.
Stand By Me. Worth going to Tragic. Blockbuster and checking out.
Yeah. And then we've got a North American distribution rights for this Miyazaki film about a war between forest spirits and a mining company. We're owned by the Weinstein Company, who insisted on significantly shortening the film. Miyazaki walked out of the meeting and sent a katana to Weinstein's office with no cuts carved into it. And then they did release the movie uncut. What movie was that?
Yeah, Princess Mononoke, classic.
Yeah.
Now, Forrest, I finally get when you sent that katana to me when I was editing the conundrum.
Yeah.
I didn't get that reference at the time.
We've got a 1986 movie filmed in Astoria starring a very cool robot who was very insistent about not being disassembled.
Would the robot's name help?
Yeah, Johnny Five.
Johnny Five is alive. Yeah. What is that movie?
I don't know.
Oh, Short Circuit.
Yeah.
We'll miss.
It's okay. Can't win them all. U.S. astronaut Steve Smith said that this 2015 Matt Damon movie was one of the most accurate movies about space, but only the first 80%. You shouldn't poke a hole in your glove to steer, apparently.
The Martian. Fun fact, I was just watching that clip on YouTube Shorts about 20 minutes ago.
Oh, nice.
Well, I am telepathetic, so... in September of last year, the Oregon Symphony Orchestra performed the music of this movie composed by Hans Zimmer and Klaus Badelt, which is one of only a half dozen or so movies based on theme park rides.
Jurassic Park?
No.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
There we go.
There you go.
There we go.
Yeah.
And then in Salem, there's currently a house for sale for around $450,000, which has a round green front door and a thankfully human-proportioned interior modeled after the home of what fictional character?
Bilbo Baggins?
There you go.
That's the one.
Well done.
Yeah, you can look that up. It's in Salem.
Is it on Zillow?
It is.
Okay.
They've recently lowered the price, if anybody's interested.
Oh, boy.
And finally, a 1999 Jake Gyllenhaal film about a kid from West Virginia grows up making amateur rockets, and then he becomes a NASA engineer, was adapted from a memoir called Rocket Boys. But Universal Studios research indicated that women over 30 didn't want to see a movie called Rocket Boys. So they anagrammed Rocket Boys to what?
I've seen this movie, but I can't remember the title.
We'll just work out that anagram.
Yeah.
Rocket Boys. And it's a reference to a month of the year.
Yeah. Oh, this is so good.
I've written it down in front of me and it doesn't seem to be helping. Oh, October Sky.
There you go. October Sky. Very well done. Well, Derek, you did great. So well, as a matter of fact, that we would like to send you a KLCC tote bag.
Thank you very much.
Forrest Walker Davis hosts a number of trivia nights in Eugene, including this Monday at Play, where it's KLCC Trivia Night. You can find him online at FWD Trivia. Listen back to the KLCC Conundrum at klcc.org/conundrum, and we would just love to put you to the test. Register to play the KLCC Conundrum on the air with us at klcc.org/conundrum.